Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you're doing well today. And so happy that you joined me for my podcast today. We're going to continue talking about the topic of real estate and how to reimagine success for your life using real estate as a vehicle to do that. Last week, we talked about real estate types and the different types of real estate you could buy or purchase and be a part of. And there were so many ways that you could be a part of real estate. Whether it was residential or commercial, you could buy and hold, buy and flip, be a part of a REIT, real estate investment trust, and that's where you're really hands off, but you invest your money. So there were so many options for you to be a part of real estate. And these options include ways where you don't have to be a realtor. You don't need a realtor's license to be a part of real estate. So the options are out there and they are pretty limitless. So today we're going to move on a little bit more for those of you interested in real estate. We're going to talk about ways to finance real estate. There are options to finance real estate for those who have no money. I know it sounds surprising, but you can have very little money just to get in the game. And of course, there's options for those who have more money, assets, properties, things like that. So there are ways to get into the real estate game for all levels of income. So that's what we're going to touch on today. And first, also, I want to remind you of my quote for the day, or tell you my quote for the day, not remind you. My quote for the day, I really like this one because it's eye-opening. It's 90% of millionaires became so through owning real estate. And this quote is by Andrew Carnegie. And Andrew Carnegie actually happened to be one of the founders of my alma mater, Carnegie Mellon. The other guy was Andrew Mellon. So I like this quote because it really gives you a good perspective on how most millionaires achieve their wealth. Usually it's through real estate, whether that's land owning, property owning, but it includes some type of real estate. And the other thing that I want to share with you, which is very interesting as well, is just something about millionaires in general. So in the world, how many millionaires do you think there are? If you had to guess, think about it. All right. So in the world, there are 46.6 millionaires. And that's in an entire world. And so of those 46.6 millionaires, 18 million of the millionaires live in the United States. So that's 18 million millionaires living in the United States. So that's a lot of people. And keep in mind, the United States' population is around 350 million people. So 18 million of those are millionaires. And the part that I want to tell you about those 18 millionaires in the United States is that most of them own three properties, an average of three properties. So I'm assuming that three properties includes their house as well that they live in. So honestly, if you're living in a house, two more properties, you get passive income from those, and you know, you can also join that millionaires club. So it's not as far-fetched as you think. It is in reach. You can become a millionaire if you aren't already. And then if you are a millionaire, you can definitely always grow your financial wealth through real estate. But the average U.S. millionaire owns three properties. So that sounds like a lot if you have zero properties. But if you have one already and you're living in a home, then it's not as far of a reach. So today I'm going to help you or talk to you about ways to help you find financing for properties if you want to get in this game. So we'll talk about financing. I'll probably do this one in two parts. We're going to talk about financing for those who have like little money and little assets. And then next week, I'll talk about financing for those who have more money, more assets to work with, because there's different methods depending on how much you're working with. So for today, we'll talk about the beginner. I'll call this financing for beginners. So the first option that I will give you is, I'm going to give you four options. The first option is one, savings. Savings is kind of the obvious one. But obviously, I'm talking about financing for beginners, so people who may not have a lot of money yet. So savings is one. You may not have a large savings to tap into, but you could start saving and open up some type of bank account, savings account, money market account, where you could put money in every month, have it automatically withdrawn from your check. Could be $100, whatever you can do, and start saving. That's the easiest way to start saving. Cut out some of those things that you feel like you need, but you don't need. Those Starbucks every day, that's $5 a day. That you add that up 5 days a week, if you get it every day that you go to work, that's $25 a week. And then times four, that's $100 a month of Starbucks. So, and I think actually Starbucks drinks cost more than $5 nowadays. So that's one way. Just cut out your, you know, something small that is not a necessity, and you can get the money there. Shopping's another one. If you go shopping, you know, shopping on the weekends, cut out a shopping trip once a month and use that money for savings. So there's ways to start saving if you aren't saving. And the easiest thing to do to help you actually stick to it is to make it automatic. That's the key. Automate it. You can do it easily through your bank's online bill pay. Have it automatically come out of your account and straight into the savings on a certain day every month. And you got to make sure, of course, to have the money in there. So cut out whatever small thing that you can cut out that's an extra, and then you will get it like that. So savings is one way. The next way is tax returns. We all have to file our taxes every year. And when you do that, you can take your tax returns that you'll get in April or around that time, or before if you file early, and use that as a down payment for your first rental property or first property in general. So tax returns is another good way where you can get a big chunk of money to use towards real estate. So don't take your tax returns and go shopping or, you know, throw a big party. Take it and use it for your real estate. So that's another way. And I definitely know people who've done that, use their tax returns to get started. And it doesn't take a lot of money to get started. Just a few thousand dollars typically can get you going. And that can be part of your down payment and then part of some of the closing costs if necessary. And that can get you some keys for a new property, investment property, or property to live in. But this is, I'm really focusing more on getting things that you can invest that are investment properties so that you can gain that passive income to help you pay for it. Now, the third way that I'll offer is friends and family. Now, this one I'll put an asterisk because that really depends on your friends and family. Some friends and family just, they don't have it. That's just what it is. Don't have it to give. Don't have it to share. And so then that may not be an option for you. But if they do and they're willing to help you, you can always talk to friends or family. And then also, if this is an investment property, you can go in with your friend or your family member as well. Y'all can do it 50-50. They put up money. You put up money. Because those collaborations also can work out well. So that's another option. And now the fourth option I'm going to talk about are loans. So today I'll talk about, for this beginner's financing, I'm going to talk about no down payment loans. So we're talking about beginners or people who may not have that much money to be able to put towards this. So there are no down payment loan options for people who are interested in getting a property but don't really have much money. So I'll give those out. And then also you can find these on my social media, my stand store. If you go to Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, I have a stand store and all of my handles are Melanie Crystal. Melanie Crystal is K-R-Y-S-T-L-E. And I actually have an ebook that's called Low and No Down Payment Loans. So it's ways to get financing with low and no down payment loans. And you can check out my ebook as well. But I'll give you some of those tips that are in there. VA loans. So for those who have served in the military, you can use your VA loan. And the VA loan, you don't have to put any down payment necessarily, but it does come with up to 1.5% funding fee. So you put up a small down payment towards whatever type of property you're looking to get. So that's an option. There are also loans that are called the USDA loans. These are offered at private banks and credit unions, and it's for eligible borrowers who are buying a home in a rural area. So there are some stipulations to this, but these loans do not require a down payment. So if you're looking to get a home in a rural area, get an investment property in a rural area, these loans do not require a down payment. So that's awesome. They do have some of these have certain credit scores. So most lenders require a credit score of 640 and above. So if that's something that you have, great. If not, then you can start working on getting your credit up to get that 640 and above and to qualify for these no down payment loans. There's also something called the NACA loan. That's a loan for first-time home buyers, and you can look that one up. The NACA loan also requires no down payment or a low down payment for first-time home buyers. So that option's out there. USDA loans, I just talked about that one. You can rent with an option to buy. So if you see a homeowner who's maybe doing rent, who will allow you to lease with the option to buy the home, that's one way to get something without a down payment or low down payment. So you just rent and then some of that rent will go towards buying it or go towards a down payment so you can buy it. So look for those type of deals. And the last one that I'll give are grant programs. There are a number of grants that cover home buyer down payments and closing costs. And these are offered by your local government agencies or state. So to find out information about those, you can do an internet search for home loan down payment grants in your local area. And there are some for each state. If you get my ebook, I have examples listed from Georgia, New York, California. So all of these states do have programs like this. Once again, you do have to meet the minimum credit score of 640 or above. But if you can meet that or work to get to there, then you can also get one of these grants to purchase your first home or investment property. So that was the list of loans. There are options out there, many options for you to try to use to get into that real estate game. And I'm going to say our crystal for the day again. 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate. And that's by Andrew Carnegie. So that is really the way to get in the game, start building up wealth for yourself through passive income and home ownership, but also building up wealth for your family, your kids, your grandkids that will come behind you. So real estate is definitely a way to reimagine success for your life. If you haven't done it or has tried it yet, you can look into options. And I would say maybe start by getting a good realtor if you're interested in doing this. That's probably the first step that I would look towards doing. And then second step would be trying to find a good lender that you can work with, because the lenders can also talk to you about some of these programs and some of these options. So I'm going to just recap one more time the financing options. I call them beginner financing options for real estate that require little to no money down. So these are 1, savings; 2, your tax return; 3, friends and family; and four, the loan options that I mentioned. And you can check my ebook out online to get those again. So thank you for listening to my podcast. You can always find me on social media, Melanie Crystal with a K-R-Y-S-T-L-E, on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. And I have enjoyed talking to you today and sharing this with you. We'll continue and keep going more. Next week, I'll do part two and talk about financing options, the advanced financing options. So for that, that's for people with a little bit more money and resources to work with so that you can utilize those to help you build that wealth and get in millionaire status if you're not already there. Have a wonderful day. This is the Melanie Crystal Podcast, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.